This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR, American Family Radio. We have a website, AFR.net, AFR.net. We have a whole bunch of podcasts there, by the way, of all kind of shows, including previous Trivia Friday shows. If you're traveling or you want to enjoy some of our previous Trivia Friday shows, you can go to AFR.net, click on podcast, and see the banner there.
We got a brand new podcast from the fellow that leads those spiritual heritage tours.
Yeah, Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation. If you love American history, you need to go to our website. We just added this podcast. It's called America's Providential History on our AFR.net site, podcast. Stephen McDowell started doing podcasts for us.
Yeah, there's at the top, there's a menu. I mean, it'll say podcast.
Right.
Click on it, and I think Stephen McDowell's is right dead center when you click on it.
Tim, Ed, and JJ. We got a bank full of phone calls, and we're going to repeat our questions. Go ahead, JJ. You going to say something?
Yes, sir. Next Sunday morning, not this coming Sunday, but February the 16th, I'll be at Locksburg First Baptist Church in Locksburg, Arkansas. You're invited. February the 23rd, Marietta Springs Community Church in Marietta, Mississippi. After that, Cabot, Arkansas, Weatherford, Oklahoma, and more. But if you're nearby, you're invited to these events. I love, love, love meeting AFR listeners.
And where can folks go to find out what your schedule is, so in case they are closed?
Yeah, thank you. JJJasper.com, and you can look at the calendar, JJJasper.com.
You need to get you a T-shirt with like the old rock and roll bands used to do with all the cities on the back.
Well, you know,
for your tour.
You had one.
Yeah, you say that. The very first way back VHS comedy, I was going to say DVD, comedy tape that I did. I had T-shirts made up, and on the back I had Los Angeles, Dallas, Tokyo, and beside all of them I had canceled, 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 and the only one was Tupelo, Mississippi, and had sold out because it was the J.J. Jasper World Tour.
Was it break even?
No, that was the next one. The J.J. Jasper World Tour, one night only.
So all right. The T-shirt itself was funny.
Let's repeat our questions quickly, fellas.
All right. Yeah, some of us have questions, plural, but I'm going to repeat mine.
Yeah.
All right. In what famous book series will you find an inn named the Prancing Pony?
Mm-hmm.
And that has been the subject of much mockery from my co-host.
There's a little Prancing Pony. Look at the little Prancing Pony, kids.
Oh, man.
He's prancing.
All right. What second question, what famous location was named after the New York Times? And then third question, what do you call animals that eat everything? They eat meat, they eat plants, and fish. There's a technical term for those kinds of animals.
Here's what I've got. What type of shop did the Wright brothers own? Where did the Wright brothers work before devoting their time to flight? Second question, what is the more common name for the fruit called Chinese gooseberry? And you know the common name. It's one you absolutely know. What is the more common name for the fruit called Chinese gooseberry? And I think I'll just follow Tim's lead and just have these
the Chinese
two,
gooseberries. Two. They open for Van Halen.
You were there with your big lighter,
my T-shirt
you?
On,
holding it up.
I had my rock and roll T-shirt
Chinese
on.
Chinese gooseberries.
Yeah. They were
there was a group, the Raspberries.
They were the one-hit wonders.
Yeah, there was a group, the Raspberries, back in the 60s or something, whatever.
All right, so my question is this. Our new vice president is J.D. Vance. If you can tell me what the initials J.D. stand for, then I'll send you an AFR ball cap.
Oh, J.D. He's probably prancing somewhere, Tim.
Not with this name. All right, so there you go. Back to the phones.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Missouri, the big Mo. And Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. First-time caller.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you calling, my friend. Where do you live in Missouri?
I live in Fredericktown, Missouri.
If I'm looking at the map, where is that?
It's just south of Knob Lake, Missouri.
Oh, come on. You're just pulling our leg now, Joe.
Knob Lake.
No.
Huh?
Knob Lick, yep.
Knob Lick, which is south of where?
Knob Lick.
Knob Lick.
Knob Lick. Oh, it's, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Madison County. It's in Madison County, Missouri.
Okay.
Right. Big tourist. Okay.
Are there bridges there?
No, but okay. We're 80 miles south of St. Louis. How's okay. that?
There you go. Yeah.
Near Park Hills. Not too far.
Right. There you are. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a station you're listening
to. Yeah, I listen to 91.1 on Park Hills.
Yeah.
Your radio station.
I know your driver's license, too.
Yeah.
I work for the FBI. So,
not for long.
Yeah, not for long. I just got fired. All right. So anyway, Joe, thank you for calling, my friend, from the great state of Missouri, and ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The one about the vice president.
You answer this question, Joe. We're going to send a ball cap to your
Knob Lick.
To Knob Lick. Okay. Now, well, you're going to have to tell us how to spell that.
Fredericktown.
Fredericktown. We'll send it to Fredericktown. Yeah. All right, Joe. So the question you're going to answer is this. Our new vice president is J.D. Vance. What do the initials J.D. stand for?
Okay. The first one is James. Mm-hmm. He's named after his grandfather. Mm-hmm. And the second one is David. He's named after his grandmother's brother.
That's
wow.
right.
Wow. Nice.
Right. James David Vance is what J.D. stands for.
Right.
And James David Vance. And you got it, brother Joe. We're going to send you a ball cap. So
make sure when we're finished on the air,
right.
on the radio, we're going to put you on hold, so don't hang up.
Right.
And Cindy will get your information, and we'll get you a ball cap out.
Okay, so go ahead and try to stump the panel here, Joe. Go ahead. Stump the professors.
All right. My question is, I'm on the Atlantic Ocean close to the equator, and I need to get over to the Pacific as quick as I can. What would I use, and what direction would I be sailing?
What you mean, like, what would you, you'd be sailing east to west.
Well, you wouldn't go through the Panama Canal? You said you're in the Atlantic?
I would go through the Panama Canal, but the Panama Canal is south to east. The Panama Canal, remember, is on a, east, what do you call it? It's parallel to the equator. So I would be sailing south to east.
Yeah, you enjoyed doing that to us, didn't you, Joe?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you were waiting for us.
I was in the Navy.
You like ambushed us
right
there.
I was going to answer that.
That is a good question. So you're saying the Panama Canal actually runs south to east?
That's right. When you're on the Atlantic side, we would be going south, and to go to the Pacific side, it's east, southeast. It's kind of just backwards, but that's the way it is.
But how, if you flipped it, what would it be?
I'm lost. I don't understand this conversation at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you said you were in the Navy. Is that right, Joe?
Just right. Change the
that's
subject
right.
for us.
yeah. Well, he said he was wanting to do he was hoping to do the starboard and port side. Well, I just want to say thank you for your service. And thanks for listening to AFR.
Yeah.
Stay on the line so we can send you that ball cap.
Amen.
They'll get your address.
Congratulations on that.
You going to read up on that later, Ed?
South to
the
east.
The Panama Canal running south to east?
Can you guys explain to me what
it is? I'm not exactly sure either.
Yeah.
Yeah. South to east, that's just a – that's. Yeah, then if you're coming back the other way, I guess you'd be going
Well, there's
north,
a reason why they call it the Devil's Triangle. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason for that.
Although, I'm sure Joe could explain it.
You can laugh if you want to.
That's right.
Ships disappear right there, they're going south to east, Panama Canal.
Airplanes, compasses start never, going all willy-nilly.
They're never found again, never to be heard from again. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, Tim, Ed, and JJ. This is also called
Learning University.
Learning University's on there. Who's next, Ed?
Well, let's go to Ohio.
Ohio. Okay.
And Brad is on the line. Brad, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors. Actually, it's afternoon here in Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's Eastern time.
We've south to east, wasn't it?
South to east.
Well, he's correct. Google Map the Panama Canal. It's fun to look at. He's absolutely correct.
Wow. Well, we doubted him.
I didn't doubt him. He was in the Navy. Yeah. I'm a landlubber. But I just.
You're a landlubber?
I'm in Ohio. What do you think I am? Anyways.
Yeah. All right. Brad, we wish you guys had a little better football team, but it is what it is.
I'm sorry about the Bengals and the Browns myself.
Right.
But anyway.
The pro team's not so well, but the Buckeyes, yeah.
Buckeyes, what I was thinking. You guys are awesome. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
Well, I'd like to ask.
Okay.
I'll answer first. Your question about animals.
All right. Here's the question, Brad. Let me go ahead and repeat it for those just tuning in. What do you call animals that eat everything? That's meat, plants, and fish. What's the technical term for those animals?
I believe it's almost a biblical term because our Lord is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And I think it's omnivore.
It is. It's omnivore.
Nicely done.
So not like carnivores only eat meat, and omnivores eat everything.
My dogs and I are both, we're omnivores. If you throw some celery and carrots in stew and give them the leftovers, then they'll nail them.
They'll nail it.
I think carnivore is more like the county fair. It's like when you go and have a lot of rides and things.
Yes.
They do some good cruises, I'll tell you that.
The carnivore cruise?
Yeah, the carnivore cruise. It's a meat-only buffet every night. It's not for everybody.
You lose weight while you're on the cruise.
Man, it's a low-carb deal.
The carnivore cruise line.
Hey, Brad, what's your question for us?
Well, I hope you can answer it. I love the sayings that people say, and this one I wrote down years ago. A person of history said, "I like pigs. Cats look down on us. Dogs looked up to us. But pigs treat us as equals."
Who said that?
Somebody in
history. With a very British accent. He said, "I like pigs. Dogs look up to us. Yeah. Cats look down on us. But pigs treat us as equals."
That sounds like Winston Churchill.
I'm going to say Benjamin Franklin.
I'm going to say William Shakespeare.
All right, we got three guests.
Benjamin Franklin, he said in English.
English.
Oh, in English. Oh, with an English accent?
Yeah. Benjamin Franklin, he didn't have much for English.
Okay, you know what? Then I'm going to go Peter O'Toole.
Okay.
Someone said Winston Churchill.
JJ.
And Winnie gets it.
All right. Good. All right. Way to go.
That guessing. Just a guess, but he did have a whole lot of pithy sayings. He's a lot of people's hero.
And it's true about dogs and cats. Cats, I don't like cats because they do look down on you. And that's why I like going to the Chinese restaurant. I get my
revenge. Be careful.
Remember what Tim said about your one comment?
Yes.
Away from being out in the park on the park bench with some newspapers.
With your little box, carrying your cardboard box.
A glove with all the fingers out, and you got smoking out a little stub of a cigar with a toothpick.
Wondering what happened.
Hey, buddy, can you spare a dime? All right. Good job, Brad. You didn't stump JJ. That's why we got three of us here on the panel. So,
Brad, who's going to win the Super Bowl before you go?
I really the Chiefs are going to win, but I'm not going into that because YouTube spends too much time on that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bother me one way or another. I'm glad that the game that the college bowl went the way it did. So
good.
My football's over for the year.
Great attitude. Have a great weekend, buddy. Thanks for listening to AFR.
I don't think he has any money on the game.
Doesn't matter to me. I don't care how many points you get.
Who's next, Ed?
All right. We're going to go to Ohio, and Estella, that's an interesting name, is on the line. Welcome to Trivia Friday, Estella. Did I pronounce your name right?
You did. Thank you so very much.
Well, my mom's name was Stella. And so I've never seen Estella. That's a beautiful, beautiful name.
Thank you. I was named after my mama.
Your mama. Okay. All right.
Yes. Yes.
Well, welcome to Trivia Friday. Where do you live in Ohio? Second Ohio caller.
I live in Delaware, Ohio.
Okay.
Yep. That's near Columbus, right?
Yeah, we are north of Columbus. Yep. Is a very, very nice town.
Is that the Delphus station? Is that what you call it?
No, I listen to you online, and I listen, and sometimes I listen in my car. So yeah,
okay, well, listen, however you listen to AFR, the app, or online, or one of our radio towers, we appreciate it very much. We have a lot of wonderful listeners in Ohio generally, but yeah, certainly in our Columbus area there.
Yes, all right, sir. We appreciate your station, and we appreciate your show.
Well, thank you very much. All right, Estella, ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'd like to do both. Has anyone hit the bell question yet?
The bell question.
The bell. Yeah, the one with the cowbell. Anybody?
No. Question? No, the mystery question has not been answered yet.
Well, maybe I'll be lucky, because I want to answer about the prancing pony.
All right.
The prancing pony. First of all, Estella, thank you for answering this question.
Yeah.
I hope you have been able to look past the mockery.
Yeah.
Because if you know the answer to this question, then...
I'm just saying what happens at the prancing pony stays at the prancing pony. That's all I'm saying.
They're going to regret it when they find out what the answer is. All right, Estella, here's the question. In what famous book series will you find an inn named the Prancing Pony?
That would be the very famous Lord of the Rings series.
Hey!
Yes.
Wow.
You had a premonition, didn't you, Estella? You knew you were going to answer that.
Late in the show, and all these questions have been answered. Estella, the poker player.
So yep.
I think that this is...
How did you know the answer to that, Estella?
Oh, well, because I read all the books, and we've watched all of the movies and the extended version, and we just love the book.
Yeah. So in the and I like the Lord of the Rings movies, but you're talking about there is a INN, like a hotel,
right?
Back in the day, way back in the day, that really never existed.
Yes. Middle Earth
is a fictional place.
Yeah.
I do think the Chiefs won the first Super Bowl on Middle Earth, though.
Middle Earth
sports history.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah.
But anyway, they had where they stayed was called the what?
The Prancing Pony, and that's where they met Aragorn, and that's where the some of the Black Riders showed up. It's very cool,
yeah.
That's why when you guys were mocking. Okay, the kind of people
Black
who
riders.
Went there were tough characters.
Right, they were tough
Here's
characters.
The deal. I didn't watch or listen to any of the Lord of the Rings things, but I'm still Rings. With Tim. You got Batman, and then you got Robin. I can see Robin being one of the first ones that goes to the desk and rings that bell, so I'd like a room for the night.
At the Prancing Pony.
At the Prancing Pony. Well, I will say this. You guys have succeeded in spoiling it for me.
Yeah, we're sorry about that.
I'll never be able to get those words out of my mouth, prancing pony again. Well, anyway, Estella,
congratulations.
This is what you were hoping for,
and you
came in under the wire and got the right question,
it's a life
right
changer.
Answer.
It's a life changer.
And it's my birthday. So
what?
What?
All right.
Tell me about that.
Guys, you got to help me out. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Estella. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Estella.
Yep. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I hope it really was your birthday and you didn't play
it
us.
Is.
No,
okay.
It's your birthday.
No, I'm in the parking lot to go get the tags for my license plate, so I've been waiting for my turn.
Oh wow.
Bless you.
Perfect timing, and even a little bitty ways, isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Enjoy this AFR cap, and thank you so much for listening. We're glad
you got a question.
First
got a question
time caller, you made it in.
Go ahead.
Yes, I do have a quick question. Do you know what job is an amanuensis?
Amanuensis? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if I'm saying it correctly, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I think, guys, give me a shot here. If you guys disagree, you can toss in something.
Yeah.
I think that is someone who writes on behalf of someone else. So, like the Apostle Paul would dictate his letter. Well, he would dictate his letter to an amanuensis who would write down. So
not,
the letters,
not a ghost writer, but someone who's doing the actual writing, like a stenographer in the courtroom.
Right, kind of something. Is that, do I have that right?
Yes, and I learned about that because in my Bible, I always read the stuff at the beginning, you know, before they introduce one of the books. And that was in there, and I thought, that's so interesting. And, of course, I you would get it. So, ding, ding, ding,
no,
ding.
No, no, that's, that was all it. Yeah, way to go,
yeah,
Ed.
Way to go,
man,
Ed.
That's,
hey,
that's a big word.
Estella, I'm going to put
you
on. Got
a free night at the Prancing Pony. Now, oh, just for yeah. answering that right, Ed.
I'm gonna send someone up there just to check us in at the front desk of the Prancing Pony. Estella, I'm gonna put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will be right on and get your information. Estella, are you married? Can I ask a personal question?
That is personal.
Yes, I am, to my wonderful husband of 30 years, Jim.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, since it's your birthday,
yeah,
we're going to send you two hats.
Wow.
There you
one
go.
One for you and one for your husband.
There you
okay?
go.
So.
Thank you so very much, gentlemen.
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate you and the show. Thank you.
Happy right. birthday again. Enjoy Amen. Celebrating your special day.
We got time for one more.
All right. We go to Ohio and Teresa.
Again?
Yes. Ohio's been killing it today. And Teresa is on the line. Teresa, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, guys. I love listening to your show on Fridays.
Well, thank you, Teresa. We appreciate it very much. Where do you live in Ohio?
I live just about 20 minutes from Estella. Happy birthday, Estella.
Oh,
I
wow.
live in Morongo, Ohio.
Wonderful.
Hey, did you know J.D. Vance's name?
Yes.
You did? Okay. Well, you probably
yeah,
should.
Yeah.
Seeing that he's from Ohio.
Yeah.
Well, and you ought to know about Orville and Wilbur since you're from Ohio.
Yeah.
Well, yes. And I think I do.
Hey, we're almost out of time, Teresa. So go ahead. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right. Well, go ahead. Which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the Wright brothers.
What right. type of shop did the Wright brothers own before devoting their time to aviation?
I believe it was a bicycle shop.
Bicycle shop. That's right. Orville and Wilbur.
I was going to say a vacuum cleaner repair shop, but
I'd say donuts.
Hey,
wasn't it a donut shop?
What's your question for us, Teresa?
Hey, I've heard these Georgia callers calling in earlier, and I know they're Bulldogs fans, and
right.
you know I'm a Buckeye, but I do have ties to Georgia, and my Georgia ties take me to a question to you guys in the NFL. So the third set of backs to score more than 1,000 points in a season played for the Cleveland Browns in the 80s. So can you tell me the two guys' names? And I will tell you, both of them are Southern boys. One of them went to school in Milledgeville, Georgia, which is where my sister-in-law and her family are from. And the other one was in South Carolina.
Tim's going to know.
They played in the 80s? They played professional for the Browns?
Yes, in the 80s.
In the
yeah, 80s?
When
we had really good teams.
Tell us. I'm trying to dick. Anyway.
Leroy Kelly was before that. You might as well go ahead and
tell us.
There's the music.
Okay. Yes, the answer is Ernest Biner was from Milledgeville, Georgia, and Kevin Mack. Two awesome players.
Mack.
The combination of Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack.
Thanks, Teresa.
That's great. We got to rush. Teresa.
Yeah, we got to tell our answers to our questions.
Thank you, Teresa. All right. What famous location was named after the New York Times, guys? Times Square.
That's good. What's the more common name for the fruit called Chinese gooseberry?
I have no idea.
Kiwi.
Oh,
kiwi.
Wow.
I told you would know what the kiwi is.
I know why they shortened it, too. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for listening to American Family Radio.